It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Kade Bukuga, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us this morning. Afternoon, rather. Pastor?
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today is, can we celebrate Christmas? Line died. Did the line just die? Pastor, can you hear me? Pastor? Pastor Mukuga, can you hear me? No.
Are you able to get me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes, yes.
You can hear me now?
I can, Pastor. I can. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. It is an interesting topic. And it is an interesting issue that we are trying to deal with here. And the question is, can we celebrate Christmas or not? Thank you so much. That's a very beautiful question, a question that many people have tried to comment on and write, and many people have written many things about.
All right, Pastor, so, that line is not...
I believe this is a day that...
Pastor? Pastor Mukoga? Mfundis? Pastor, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, Pastor, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, Pastor. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm able to hear you here.
Ah, lovely. All right. You can continue your answering the question, Pastor. Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. Thank you so much. So I was saying issues of Christmas are issues that are critical because these are issues that people have commented agreeing that, yes, we can celebrate Christmas, and others have actually condemned the celebration of Christmas. But what are we saying today as we answer this question? First of all, we have to understand to say the origin of Christmas stems from both pagan and Roman cultures. The Romans actually celebrated two holidays in the month of December. The first one was called Saturnalia, which was a two-week festival honoring their god of agriculture, who was Saturn. And on December 25th, they actually celebrated the birth of Mithra, who others call Mithra, who was the sun god. But both celebrations actually were accompanied by evil acts and evil things, such as drinking alcohol, drinking wine, and the like. But the question is, can we now celebrate Christmas? Because you discover that on that same day, the Romans and the pagans celebrated the birth of their sun god. It is on the same day that others have actually said and mentioned that that is the day when Christ was born. But when we go to the Bible, because since we are talking about Christ, we should also make reference to the Bible. When we read in Matthew chapter 2, we don't find a day when Christ was born. The Bible actually just mentions that he was born in the time of Herod. It doesn't mention to us when exactly he was born. You know, there are many reasons. There are reasons why Christ or God decided to hide that information from us. There is a reason why God decided to hide that information from us. And the reason why Christmas brings a lot of questions in the minds of people, it is because the Bible has remained silent on that. You know, the problem with human beings is that whatever the Bible is silent on, we want to find out why is the Bible silent on this matter. But God knows and he understands why it was it is silent. Now, the question is, can we celebrate Christmas with that brief background that I've given? The answer that I have in my personal, he will say, when you are celebrating Christmas, the question is, why are you celebrating Christmas? If your celebration for Christmas is accompanied by the reason that this is the day when Christ was born, it is wrong, and actually it is against God, because that is not the day when Christ was born. But if at all you take Christmas as a day when you can remember about the birth of Christ, not necessarily that Christ was born on that day, that is okay. And the question is, what do you do on that day? Actually, the Bible tells us in James chapter 1, verse 27, that true and undefiled religion is this: visiting the orphans and visiting the widows in time of their trouble. So if at all you take Christmas, because this is the day actually which the children, the youth, and the adults have actually taken to remember about Jesus Christ. So on that particular day, if you and me take that day to be a day when we can do charitable works and actually just remember that God has commissioned us to help those that I need, then there will be no problem in that. So basically my answer is, it depends with the motive. If you're celebrating Christmas, taking it as the day when Christ was born, it is wrong, and it is actually an abomination in the sight of God, because you are actually trying to infuse in the Bible what is not fair. Now, one of my favorite writers, Ellen White, actually mentions a very powerful quote in the book Adventist Homepage 482. She writes and says, Christmas and New Year celebration can and should be held in behalf of those who are helpless. God is glorified when we give to help those who have large families to support. So now, this statement and quote from Ellen White does not really confirm that Jesus was born on that day, but tells us that on that particular day, we can actually take advantage of that day to help those who are in need and to help those who are helpless. She is not actually confirming that Christ was born on that day. Even when you go deeper in reading many of her writings, you discover that she encourages people to do charitable works on that particular day, not necessarily that is when Christ was born, but because people have taken that day to do because people already have that in their mind. So it will even be easy for them, if you do charitable works on that particular day, for it to sink in them that God is trying to remember us through these people. So okay. Otherwise, that is the answer that I can give. And again, listen here. There are many reasons that you can give which actually contradict with the whole matter. Yes, we say this is when Christ was born and we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But the question is, at the end of Christmas, when Christmas is over, check around almost in all the countries, that is when calamity, that is when cruelty, that is when prostitution, that is when safety, that is when death rise high. But now the question is, how possible is it that this is the day when Christ was born and we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ on a day like such a one, when actually that is the day when the world and countries record an unimaginable number of deaths, an unimaginable number of accidents, an unimaginable number of prostitution, an unimaginable number of theft? So that alone also tells us something wrong about Christmas if we take it in a way that this is the day when Christ was born. But if at all we take it as just a usual day when we can do charitable works, we do Christmas trees, just to remember that God has commissioned us to do charitable works to the poor, to the orphans, to the widows, and those that are in need.
Okay.
So basically, that is what I can say on this question or topic.
So am I understanding you well? You're saying, yes, we can, if we're doing it for the right reasons. Yes, we can, and we may celebrate Christmas for the right reasons. Pastor, am I understanding you well?
Hello?
Did I understand you well? You said, yes, we may celebrate Christmas only if it's for the right reasons.
Okay. I didn't get you.
Are you saying, yes, we may celebrate Christmas only for the right reasons?
The network seems to be poor here.
Okay. All right. Let's end it right there. Let's leave it right there. I think the line is just not playing ball with us today. It's all right. Thank you very much, Julian Fundis. We appreciate your time and your insights. That's how we answer our question for today. Let's move on to a cappella with In the Sweet, Bye and Bye.